though we never did land. So tell me, did you sail across the sun? Make it through the Milky Way to see the lights are faded and that heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar, and then you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, na, na.
Yeah, yeah.
Dance across the light of
day. Well. Do your intro, girl.
Welcome back.
That is not your intro.
It's good to see you again.
Did you forget your intro this whole time?
Oh, yeah. Hello, lady.
Ladies.
It's never been ladies.
I know, but I need you to be because I say and gentlemen. So it doesn't make sense to have one lady and all the gentlemen.
Sure it does.
No, that's illegal.
Why don't you just stop saying gentlemen?
What? Then what am I going to say? Remember?
Roscoe, no, that's paint water.
I want to save that clip.
That's it. That's the intro. That's what we're going to call it. That's it. That's what we're going to use it.
Okay, sounds good.
Hello, lady.
And gentlemen, this is the show where we put you to sleep
with our monotone voice
as we are very tired this week. We apologize in advance. I hope you enjoy.
If you make it through this podcast, you can make it through anything.
Yeah, this for this week. Yeah, we're very tired. So I hope you enjoy.
You are a true friend.
Okay.
If you can make it through this. It's just not our best
work. Let's make it a contest.
It's just not our best work.
Well, we're just tired. If you can make it through these two episodes, episode 2 and 3, win a prize.
I will pay you to listen. I'll give you $5.
Oh.
To listen.
That's a pretty
good deal. We have to pay people
deal.
To listen.
Enjoy.
Just be my friend.
Okay.
Let's dive right in.
Okay, so.
I know you've been wanting me to tell this story.
I have. So Krista has a special story for us today. And
it's a good one.
It's one of the many stories she has under her belt. Very awkward moments.
I have a lot of stories. I've become a very good storyteller. Because I'm very good at, like, describing the details and filling in the blanks as if you were there. I don't know. I've just become very accustomed to telling stories because I want people to know exactly what I was seeing, feeling, and doing. Like, I want people to imagine what it was like to go through whatever experience I'm telling. So I've really enjoyed telling stories to you and to mom and the family. They really love to hear them. So I figured.
I think what's really funny is that these are true stories.
Oh, they're 100% true. None of them is fabricated.
Yeah.
They all real events. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up.
Right. And
it only happens to me for some
reason. It only happens
to
you for some reason.
That I still haven't understood.
And this story in particular was very weird.
To say the least. This is NSFW, not safe for work. So, like, put your headphones in. Make sure it's just you. And let me take you on a journey.
Okay.
All right, so my friend Taryn, shout out to Taryn. I love that girl to death. I haven't talked to her in a while, but she's one of those friends where she's my sporadic friend, where she's my spontaneous friend, where if something's coming up around me, because her and I are quite separated. We're quite far away. We have some distance between where she is and where I am.
Oh, like physically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, because she lives past Atlanta, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I'm all the way, you know, over here. So, it's like there's not a lot of meeting in the middle because it's just too far away.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen her in some time, but I still love her. So, anyway, she's my spontaneous friend where, like, I think this was 3 or 4 years ago, she called me up. And she goes, do you want to go to a Blink 182 concert? And every time, I say yes. Every time. Just for her, I say yes.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, I'm always there for her. And I'm always that go-to girl. Yeah. Where I'm just, whatever it is, just say yes. And so I do. So we went to that concert together. Literally, went on a whim. You know, it was just so funny. She called me. I said yes. And I was like ready in 30 minutes and out the door. And we went to a concert in the Sprint Amphitheater or something like that. Verizon.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so she's my spontaneous friend. And I like that. So she called me. Like I said, we hadn't spoken to each other in quite some time. But she messaged me. She texted me and she said, hey. This weekend is my birthday and, we're going to go out and we're going to celebrate with a few other of my friends. I'd like you to be there. And of course I say, yes, absolutely. Let's do it. This is going to be fun. Right. She goes, okay, well, I'll send you all the information on Facebook. And I said, okay. So, couple hours later, I get this thing on Facebook, and it's like an invite to some place. I wish I could remember the name of it, but I can't. It was some place. She sends me this invite to a page. I don't really know how this stuff
Facebook
works.
Page?
Yeah, I don't really know how this stuff works, but okay. So. It's like that thing where like an event page. Yeah. Okay. So at the top of the page is, you know, they have like those pictures. Like the banners. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's got like really cool writing on it and it's got a guy breathing fire.
Ooh, cool.
It's like super cool. And I'm like, oh man, she's going to take us to like a show, variety show where like people are breathing fire and there's a trapeze artist and there's like this and that. And I'm like, so pumped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so cool. All of her friends have,
RSVP'd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the page.
Yeah.
And then like, it says like Taryn's birthday bash or something. And, you like click that you're going to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I went ahead and I clicked that I was going to go. And when you do that, it pops up on your Facebook page.
Right.
And it says, you know, Krista Martin is going to this place on this date or whatever. And I'm like, man, this is going to be so awesome. Mm-hmm. Right. So the night comes of the party and I'm so excited. Oh, I forgot to I left this part out.
Okay.
So when I put it on my Facebook page, people started liking that I was going to this place. And I got like after like after like. Even my boss at the time, my boss liked that I was going there. My coworkers were liking that I was going there. And I was like, man, a lot of
people
really
excited.
Are really excited for me. Like, this is awesome, right? Like, this must be like one really cool place. So the night comes of the party, and it's in Atlanta. And so I pull up to this place. The night comes, and I get to the spot. It's in Atlanta. I have no idea where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I don't go to Atlanta, like, hardly ever. So, like, I have no idea where I am. I pull up. I go inside, and it's a relatively small place.
It's a small building?
Yes, it's a small building, but you can tell that there's a show because there's a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'm at the right place. Like, this is going to be fun.
Did the building have a name on it?
It did, but I can't remember. I cannot remember what the name of it was. Okay. I bet you she'll remember. Yeah. I bet you when I text her and ask her, she would remember it.
But it was nothing, like, crazy.
It wasn't crazy or creepy or anything. Yeah. Like, it wasn't anything that gave me any telltale signs that it would be anything else.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like Dominic's or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, some really cool name.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Right? And so, anyway, so I get there, and there's Taryn. She's there with a beautiful smile on her face. And she, hey, you know, she comes up, and we hug. And there are her friends there. And I meet all her friends, give them all hugs. Everything's great. And she goes, why don't you go on up to the bar and get you a drink? And we'll, you know, we'll start... we'll start the evenings, you know, fairly shortly. I said, okay. So here's where my red flag should have gone up. I go up to the bar and I realize I need to eat before I start having some drinks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a long drive. I need to eat something before I start putting, you know, alcohol in my stomach. So I go up to the bar and I'm like, excuse me, do you guys serve food? And she goes, no, we don't serve any food here. And I said, okay. But then in my head, it kind of made sense, but not really, because it was kind of small. I didn't really.
Yeah. It was a small venue.
Yeah, not a restaurant. It wasn't shady. It wasn't weird. It wasn't out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And she goes, but there's a McDonald's right down the road. I said, okay, I'll just go get some McDonald's, eat real quick, and come right back. So, a little inconvenient, but I did just that. I went to go get McDonald's, come back. I ate in the car, like a lonely person. I ate in the car, and I go inside, and I order my drink. And Taryn's like, come on, let's go get a seat. And I'm like, oh, heck yeah, front row. Like,
yeah,
that's where I want to be. I want to be front row to see the show.
Exactly.
You know? Because I want to see the fire breather.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
So you want to feel the fire on your face.
I want to feel the flames burn
my
eyelashes.
That's what I would want.
I want my experience to be full throttle or nothing, baby.
Exactly. 4D.
So, that's right. So we sit front and center. And I noticed, like, the tables are, like, really short and, like, they're small.
Tiny.
Yeah. And the chairs are just, like, fold-out chairs.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And I'm
but
like,
it is a small venue, though. It's,
yeah. But I was just like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah. These are cheap owners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as we're sitting there, and she's talking to her friends, I start looking around. I start maybe doing a little investigating, you know?
Yeah.
I start looking around, and I see this guy, and he doesn't have a shirt on, but he has, like, a vest, like a leather, black leather vest on with some pants.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, okay, like, that's not out of the ordinary
either.
It's
a show.
Yeah, it's a show.
It's Vegas,
so,
baby.
Yeah, that's right. So... Look, I'm thinking, okay, that's all right. Well, I'm sitting there just sipping my drink, and like I said, I'm looking around, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of women here. like an unsettling amount of women. And they're, like, older women, too. And I'm like, well, I'm like, man, maybe men aren't into this kind of thing. Yeah. Like, maybe they don't like variety shows. I don't know. So we sit, you know, we're sitting there and we're waiting. And then the lights start to go down. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, it's time.
It's
party time.
Like, bring the flamethrower.
Let's
the
go. Show on, man. I can't wait. Music starts pumping. DJ comes out. Welcome, ladies. It's ladies' night. You know, welcome to whatever it is. It's ladies' night. Are you guys ready to get the show started? And we're like, yes! Woo! And he's like, all right, well, let's get it on. And out come, I don't even know, maybe six, seven, eight male strippers.
Wow.
In very risque clothing.
If clothing at all.
And another tidbit for you. I've never been to a strip club. I was 26 when this happened.
Oh.
I'd never been to a strip club before. I've never been in one. So, especially like an all-male one. I've never been in one. I was, like I said, I was 26 at the time. So, I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh.
Oh, no. And up until just then,
So, did your face, like, drop? Like, what happened?
I was ultimately shocked that I did not pick up on any of the clues.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh, no. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm at a strip club. Oh, my God. And Taryn's just laughing. I don't even think
she's laughing at you.
No, I don't even think I told her this story.
Oh,
but I didn't want to seem uncool to the rest of the gang. So of course I'm just like, eh, you know, like I play it off, yeah. like, oh, you know, this is fine. So, I don't even, like I said, I don't even think I've told her that I didn't know what it was until I.
Well, she knows now.
Yeah, she knows now. But, you know, like I said, I played it cool and I had fun.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I didn't leave. I stayed the whole time. I had fun. Had lots of fun. And then, I'm just kidding.
Oh, too much fun. Illegal fun. Too
much fun. Fun that cost $1 bill.
Wow.
So, yeah, finally we get done. I mean, the show gets done. It was a good time, but yeah, I don't.
That is funny.
I don't know how I went that entire time.
So now that you've gone, would you want to go again?
With friends? Yeah.
With friends.
That was fun.
Yeah, like ladies' night. That was fun.
Well, then afterwards, I start thinking, I'm like, oh my God, I have to tell my husband.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh,
that usually comes beforehand.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Like, he's going to be mad.
What if he...
And he's going to be like, oh, really, yeah. Krista? Really? You didn't know it was a strip club? Like, how do you not know you're going into a strip club? Like, how do you not know?
Yeah.
And like, how I don't sound very believable right now. Like, yeah, my case is against me right now. Like, that's like Kenneth coming home and go, honey, I didn't know.
That's what I was about to say. What would you do if he did that to you?
Honestly, with the experience I've had,
if I hadn't had that experience,
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed.
But I'm guessing he wasn't mad, was he?
No. No. He was looking at me like I was kooky, you know, like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But how do you not know? It's not like I walked in there and they were all walking around.
There's no
in
poles,
Speedos.
But there's no poles
there
no in the
poles.
Men's section.
There was no poles.
That's what people don't understand. There is no poles or individual stages or in the men's section or the women's section where the men are performing. There is one stage, usually.
Yeah.
At least the one I went to, and that there's no poles.
Yeah. Now, no, there was different. No poles. There was only a stage.
Correct.
And
so
very weird looking tables and chairs.
Yeah.
And then, but I was like, how am I going to explain this?
Yeah.
And so, but I just came right out. I know my truth. So like, I just came right out and told him, and he was just like looking at me and rolling his eyes like, you dummy.
Wow.
But he was fine with it. He's not mad about it or anything, but that was my stripper story. It's such
I want to know, Taryn, whenever you listen to this story, please leave us a message about this story. Any additional information you have,
don't do
anything
that.
You want to leave us a message on
be kind
on this, and we will play it in our next episode.
Yeah,
that would be cool,
man. That was so funny.
Because I was going to add to your story. or add to this topic, actually. I've been to a strip club before, only once. My mom took me. My mom my mother-in-law took me to it because I was of age and it was my birthday. And
that's sad.
Is it?
A little bit.
Well, I don't have friends.
Come on. So your mom and your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That's
normal.
Weird.
No, that's normal.
That's weird. That's what? Weird. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird when your mom buys you sex on the beach shots.
Yeah. You think? Yeah, 100%.
There's other people that I'm sure went through the same thing.
Amanda. No.
What?
No.
Okay, that's beside the point.
Leave me a message leave us a message. If
your mom or mother-in-law have taken you to like some risque places.
Or have been through or took you or gone through things that it's just like, that's more like for your friends in college to do, not your mom and your mother-in-law.
Hey,
that's crazy.
Your mom is your best friend.
Mom going with you, I could see.
Yeah, she did.
Mother-in-law going with you, I don't see. Like, not saying I don't see it in Jamie.
But it's different with Jamie.
Normally.
Normally.
That's not how that works.
Yeah. Luckily, we're close.
Yeah. She just wanted to keep an eye on
me. Maybe. But Jamie, let us know.
Jamie, leave us a message.
But I want to say, okay, so this is this strip club we went to. When you go in, you can either go left or you can go right. And one side is where the women perform and one side is where the men perform. So that night we did both.
Yeah.
So first we went to the right to where the men perform, and it's set up differently. It had one stage, like you said, had no poles, and the rest of the room was nothing but seating. It was these long booths.
Yeah.
The tables were all pushed together. Yeah. And it was these long booths.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was set up like a show.
Yes.
Like a Chippendales or something. Yeah. It was set up like that. And we had a great time. And it was nothing but women in there. Right. And they were laughing and giggling and cheering. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And it was, the energy was so high.
Yeah.
The energy.
That's exactly how
it was,
we felt.
And it was light.
Yeah. Yes.
And flirty.
Yes.
And the energy felt good.
It didn't feel gross.
It did not feel gross.
Or dirty.
At all. Mm-hmm. Nobody was sitting and like getting off on anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was fantastic. And everyone was there just knowing it was
fun.
A game.
Yeah.
It was fake. Whatever. And then on the other side, the attitude totally changed. It was quiet. Guys weren't saying a word. You had guys like in the back corner just sitting by themselves, you know, not saying anything. And the women on stage were not... They're not cheerful. Of course not. I mean, I wouldn't expect them to be, but they're not smiling and having fun. I mean, it's very serious kind of work. And the men performers were like smiling and whipping things and just going at it, you know, with their attitude. And it was just so crazy to see the difference between the two and how serious and awkward it was in the women's section. I wonder why it's different between the two sides. Like, can't there be a strip club that women perform at that is more lighthearted and kind of flashy and, which I guess is burlesque shows, maybe. Cause you know, burlesque, they're topless.
Yeah.
I've never been, so I don't know. I don't think they're bottomless, but strippers usually aren't bottomless either. They're usually, well, I don't know.
I have no idea.
The one we went to, it was not bottomless. Mm-hmm. They had to have underwear, but they were topless. But burlesque shows, I guess, is the version of the men's shows that are into strip clubs because the music is a little different. The attitude is more, is just different.
A little bit more personality, probably.
Personality, yeah, definitely. So that's interesting. I just wonder why there's just such a big difference between the two.
Hmm. It's interesting you point that out.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, there's the champagne. I spilt it.
You spilt the champagne, girl.
I spilt the champagne. I really hope that you guys enjoyed these couple of episodes. They were a little bit different than what we normally do.
Yeah. We're trying to recover.
We're trying to recover. But I think it was still interesting. I think there's still good topics. Please think so, too. I hope you think so, too.
Yes. And just remember, friends, don't drink the paint water.
No paint water.
Do we say bye?
Do we say bye?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.